We're dealing with our 16 deadly D's, right? Each one of these things start with a D. And we always read the first part. We got an enemy. We must know his weaknesses, his strengths. We must know our weaknesses and our strengths. Isn't that right? And so, if I pronounce this wrong, defamation, is that what we're dealing with?
Defamation,
correct. All right? And this is one of the weapons. I don't know that there's something I remember that when we were kids, our parents would say, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. And one of the things that goes on now is there's just too much mouth. And to make it easier for the cowards, they can do it on them social media.
That's right.
You know, I call that the Wild Wild West for cowards. Right? It's social media. Because people say things to you on social media that they wouldn't say to you in your face.
That's right.
You understand? So it's made a lot of people brave, right? And this is a lesson that I would like for you all to sit and talk with your children about. Because defamation, I mean, this, when we talk about what it does, more children get damaged in middle school, right? High school, college. And if you have if you soft, folks will say things that'll break your spirit.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to be on either side. We don't want to be the ones that's running off at the mouth, hurting people, and we don't want to be the people that allow those people to hurt us by what they say. Too many, everybody look right at me. Too many of you live the life through somebody else's eyes. You can't live your life through somebody else's eyes. You see? And I'm going to tell you, do you know when you're doing things good? Say what, Pastor? When you got a lot of enemies.
That's right.
If you ain't got no enemies, you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
If you ain't doing, I'm telling you, if some of you got jobs, right? If everybody loves you in your job, you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
You, I call them man pleasers, all right? You see, so but we have to learn that Satan uses different weapons. He can use us if we're not careful, and he can use others to take us down, and that's that mouth.
Right.
Amen?
That's right.
All right, and in the book of James, everybody should always keep this book of James. It's not on here, but we're going to read it. It's one of my favorite scriptures. You know, it doesn't, when they have a big fire like they have California and those places, a forest fire, it starts with a spark.
That's right.
Right? And next thing you know, there's acres of land that burn. You can take a spark, and if a person, listen to me, if you can't handle it, that thing will burn, it'll take care of your life. You'll start thinking that you're not worth this, you're not that. Are y'all with me? All right? And so we have to be careful in here as Christians. Remember, the Bible's written to Christians. We have to be careful what we say to one another because we don't know the damage that we can do to somebody. Amen. Does that understand? Yes. Now, let's just talk. Can I just talk?
Yes.
And the women have the worst part of it because they got women against them and men. Because,
right.
you know, ladies, some of y'all can say amen. Wait till I get through. When you start doing good, they call you a different name, don't they? Come on here. We ain't no Baptist church here. Come on. I ain't trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to get you prepared to be able to stand up and deal with the things of life that's going to come up in front of you so you can make a stand, because sooner or later, you're going to have to make a stand.
That's right.
Now, since y'all done upset me, you got family members that don't like you.
Right.
if you said amen, I wouldn't have went there. You see? And if you weak in your ear, you got to watch out who's in your ear and how much damage they can do in your ear, because in the ear, right, if it gets caught between the ears, it's in your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to be very, very careful what we say to others, and we got to be very careful of what we take in, what other people say about us. Do you understand that? Are you with me? So we come here to learn and to grow. Isn't that what we come here to learn and to grow?
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
This scripture, I want you to get this scripture and remember this scripture, okay?
This is James chapter 3. I'm going to read both the part of 5 and then 6. starts off, says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
That little bitty tongue is a small part of the body, but it can make a lot of what?
Boasts.
You see, sometimes you see somebody else, somebody buy that wolf ticket. Are you with me?
Come on.
All right.
Then it goes on in 6, it says, the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body.
It can take the whole thing. The tongue, just one spark, can corrupt the whole body. And the whole body means body, mind, soul, spirit, heart. It's got that kind of power. All right?
Sets the whole course of one's life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell.
It can set the whole, one word can set a person's whole life on fire. Are you with me? This is why we're here trying to, we want to learn both. We don't want to be the ones running off at the mouth, and we don't want to be the ones that allow other people to come in.
That's right.
Do you know who, there's only one person who really knows who you are. Person is you, you see. God's a spirit, all right? And so we're going to talk about this, and I want you to get this because we don't want anybody in here damaging anybody or being damaged. All right? And you know, because you can say things that make people uncomfortable, you see? Because, you know, I say things that make people uncomfortable. They were talking the other day because, you know, the policeman and that other young man that got killed.
That's right.
Doing something. And you know, it upsets me when I talk with everybody wants to do this, or that. And we're talking about crime in the inner city and this and that. And, you know, I'd be in trouble if I wasn't in any other church. What I'd like to make a statement. Can I make it?
Make it.
They're talking about an inner city. You know, that's going on. Black people, quit killing each other. Quit all the talking. Quit shooting each other. But see? But to some people, that's offensive. How can it be offensive? Look at the numbers.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes we need, now this is where I'm coming from, sometimes we need tough talk.
That's right. That's right.
We need tough talk. Because, you know, when something happens, we're good for a minute. And then that passes, and then we into something else. What chief player just got a big contract? Yeah, so that's the talk now, not them acting the fool down there. You see? Because this is America. We go from here to here to here, so we get to talking about one thing. We go to another thing. We go to another thing, and we deal with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Got to be careful what you say and how you say it, but then sometimes you need to say it. It needs to be real.
Right.
But if it ain't real, don't say it.
That's right.
And what I just got through saying was real. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So here we go. So this is going to get touchy in here, all right? So if you're a little nervous, because we all done it, all right? But we come here to learn and to grow, right?
That's right, Pastor.
Okay, we get out early enough that you can go somewhere else and have a good time.
That's right.
All right, go ahead. Y'all know, I'm just Johnny, all right?
Church, we're going to look at the word defamation. And like he said, we've all done it. Defamation is the act of harming someone's reputation by saying or writing bad things about them.
You got to be careful what you say about people's reputation. Amen. You can harm some people with their reputation. You understand what I'm saying? And the way they do it is through?
Social media.
Uh-huh.
Such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Because, see, if I just say talking, see, the people on social media would think they're safe. That's gossip.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
All right.
It also means to harm or destroy his or her good name.
And that's what you can, people, Satan will use people, weak people, to say things to destroy, yes, he will, to destroy a good person's name. Okay?
Character.
Character.
Or occupation by slander.
Or occupation by slander. Let one pastor do something. All pastors bad.
Right.
41, what's that thing where they help get people solve things? Last night I'm watching TV and they had a brother on there, pastor. And in his building he was taking people's money for weddings and all this, and they ran him out, and he's left Kansas City, he went someplace else and got in trouble, and now they picked him up yesterday. And he was a sex offender, but hadn't told anybody. So here's what happens. Somebody sees that. I told you how they all are.
That's right.
All right?
Teach.
You let a policeman do something, you know, I told you how they all are. You have a bad experience with a doctor. I told you how they all are. You had a bad experience with your boss. I told you, this is what we do. We try to destroy somebody, everybody's reputation. That's what it says there, Brother Thing.
That's right.
Do you know what I tell people when they say they had a bad experience at church? Say what, Pastor? How many other bad experiences you had in your life and you're still doing them?
Come on.
Teach.
Y'all can laugh at it. We laugh at it, right? Come on.
Right.
You're laughing because you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Let's just keep it real. Yeah, right? But it's an excuse for not going to church, not going to the doctor, right? Right? Not really telling what you saw. Let them solve the problem. You were there. Right? Y'all with me? Because the Bible is to teach us about how to live life, not be entertained. You see? Okay. That's what Beyonce and what's her name? Taylor Swift is for. They entertain you. You don't come here to get entertained. You shouldn't go to any church to get entertained. If you don't go to church to get entertained, and you sometimes you ought to be upset, sometimes you ought to be good, because say, Pastor had a great sermon. That's one time he said something I got going on. Next Sunday, you ought to come back to church. Boy, that was hard on me today. Are you with me?
Amen.
You see, because Christians, you got to have pain. Ask me why. You want to grow? Well, you got to have growing pains.
That's right.
Ask me what I don't like about it. You know what this book says about me? It says where there's much known,
there's much required.
That's a whole lot of growing pain.
That's right.
Am I doing all right?
Amen.
Okay.
Let's look at the word slander. Slander is false or ill-spoken words of another person.
A lie.
Which is also defamation.
Yeah. All right.
It's also causing harm to a person's reputation or livelihood.
There are people who want to cause you harm. They want to mess your reputation up. Have you ever noticed you never got any attention until you started doing good?
Amen.
Amen. You understand that? You, everybody loved you on your job until you got the promotion. All right? You see? Can we deal with it? Can we deal with life? Let me talk to the ladies because they respond better. You see? All right? Have you ever noticed that when you really got yourself together and you started getting fit, looking good, and carrying yourself in a more positive way, right? And going to work for the energy and vitality and things, all at once now, some people don't like you. Yeah, when you were ragged in, you were good. Yeah, right, right.
Right.
But when you start, you know, taking care of yourself, you see, what's wrong with you? Look at her. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because that's right, that's right. And so then nobody tried to take you down when you were down, only when you're up.
That's right.
Y'all understand what I'm doing? And the worst place sometimes it can happen is a place called church.
That's right.
Because the Bible is written to church people. If it wasn't written to church people, it's not those people out there. It's written in here. Okay? All right? Are we good?
Yes.
And we're not going to be a church that's going to have all that.
That's right.
Respect and love and honor one another. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay.
We're going to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, where it talks about the importance of our words.
Yeah. Here's the thing that you always want to remember. Never forget this.
The Bible says, cast your bread on the surface of the waters. Be diligently active. Make thoughtful decisions. For you will find it after many days.
So, say, Pastor, make that simple. What goes around comes around. That's what this scripture is saying. See, here's the thing. It's more fun to preach it when you get out there and talk about paying your tithes and doing all the good things. No. You pass good, good comes back.
That's right.
You put ugly out there,
ugly comes back.
Whatever you put out there, my mother used to say, you got by, but you didn't get away. And that's when we knew trouble was coming in the house, right?
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we have to be careful what we put out there, because what we put out there sooner or later is going to come back.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Am I doing all right?
Amen.
Are you learning something?
Amen.
See, one of the things, you don't want to be a crook and steal. Just wait till I get there. I'm going to make it easy for you in a minute. Everybody's like, what is he going to do now? Would you steal from God? Let me tell you, don't say nothing. When you upset at somebody and you want revenge on those people, You're stealing from God. What did he say in the word? Revenge in his mind, saith the Lord.
That's right.
Because a lot of people do things to you, sooner or later, it's coming back on them.
That's right.
Oh, it's going to come back on them, all right? You see what I'm saying? So it's really, once I got that in my head, I'm good. Because I'm thinking, well, they got away. No, they didn't. They didn't get away. They got away from me. But sooner or later, it came back. And there's been many a time in my life where somebody said some ugly things and done some ugly things to me. And then the test came to me because they had to come to me and ask me for something. And so the test wasn't for them, but the test was for me because I'm supposed to be a forgiving person and a kind person and let God handle that other stuff. And we always have happened to me. And I knew in my head, because, you know, now Johnny's going to talk first. Now, Johnny don't, you know, he's there. And y'all got some people in there, whatever your name is?
That's right. Yeah.
Johnny would want to do something different.
That's right.
But, right, you see? But the God man, Johnny, has got to go by the rules that God set for him. And so I help those people, and it comes back around because what goes around, what?
Comes around.
That's what that scripture means in our terminology, all right?
Now we're going to turn to the Old Testament and see what it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 from the Amplified. You shall not testify falsely, that is, lie, withhold, or manipulate the truth against your neighbor or any person.
Quit lying against your neighbor or not dealing with the truth. There's too much false stuff going on. You see, it's amazing to me that the people who are supposed to govern us, the political, how they be lying on each other.
That's right.
And talking down to each other. You see, there's too much of that going on in America. I've never seen anything like this. Never. I'm 77 years old. And I have never seen anything like this lying, backbiting, and undermining that's going on in this country. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. But not here. We don't do that here. Isn't that right? I was going to say it again, but I don't, because if you didn't say it the first time, you said it the second, you'd be saying it because I said it and you'd be lying. So, okay. here we are.
Now turn to Leviticus chapter 19. I'm going to read 16 to 18 from the Message. Don't spread gossip and rumors.
All right, let's just stop right there. Don't spread gossip and rumors. Right. Don't spread gossip and rumors. You really, let me tell you something. There's something, you really don't know why a person done something. You don't know nothing about another person. Why spread gossip and rumors? You see, now listen to me. If somebody comes to you and they say, did you know? Stop it.
That's right.
Don't even go any further. Stop it.
Right.
No. That's how you do it. Stop it. You see? Guess where that happens a lot at? In the church.
That's right.
You want to hear some gossip, go to church.
Yeah.
You see? You see what she had on, girl? You know who she didn't. You know if she's going to church or the club. And what you're saying is you know what they look like in the club because you've been to the club, just not on Sunday.
Come on.
Dressing like that, right?
That's right.
Yeah, all that stuff. Oh, yeah, it happens in there. You understand? Let me tell you something. People think I'm joking when I say this. Nobody has ever came to me with gossip in there.
That's right.
Because I'm the wrong brother for that.
That's right.
Because we're going to talk about you. You can talk about somebody else.
That's right.
Because you don't know how close I am to that person.
That's right.
You see? You understand? And that's what we do here. Because y'all say you love each other, don't you? You say you're children of God, don't you? Then you need to respect and love one another. You know you got flaws, don't you?
That's right.
We all got flaws, don't you?
Amen.
From the pulpit on down, we all got flaws.
Amen.
You see, there's a song they sang, God, please be patient with me. Because God is not through with me yet. Do you all think just because I'm walking up here, God's through working in my life? Are you kidding me? No. So I don't have time to be judging another. Now, I can counsel another, work with another, pray with another. But guess who it starts with first?
That's right.
Did y'all tell y'all? If somebody, I's only good between S and N.
That's right.
Here we go.
It goes on to say, don't just stand by when your neighbor's life is in danger. I am God. Don't secretly hate your neighbor.
Don't secretly hate your neighbor. And see, what people think neighbor is talking about next door. He's talking about us in here.
That's right.
all right?
If you have something against him, get it out into the open. Otherwise, you're an accomplice in his guilt.
Yeah, get it out in the open. Go tell them. Or go tell one of the church members. If you got something in open, that's something that you and that person really got. So I ain't talking about up in here, because you can't have everybody up in here. You're only in here at 115 minutes or 20. But if you got something in open, well, get it out.
That's right.
It's not that I don't like you stuff. You don't know me, so you can't talk about liking me. But I'm talking about somebody. Some of y'all have relationships in here, right? I'm talking about friends. You call friends. Somebody does something. You get upset. Then get it solved. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
It goes on in 18 and says, don't seek revenge or carry a grudge against any of your people.
And let me tell you, when you carry a grudge against another person, what does that do?
It hinders you.
There are people that's carrying their grudges against folks. They don't even know you upset. You carrying all that stuff.
That's right.
Let me tell you. And it happens in households with husbands and wives. What's wrong with you? Nothing. You see? Yeah. You understand? Oh, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You're like, you see? Right? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you carrying a grudge. You see? What we got for dinner? Well, I didn't feel like it. You need to go somewhere. So I'm getting, well, I came home. You know what I'm talking about? You're carrying a grudge. And every couple's done it. I've been married 53 years. I know how that works. Sister Gwen has done it to a nice guy like me. I don't understand it. But we all have that. And you all are laughing because you've done it. Get rid of it.
Right.
The Bible says don't go, what? Don't let the sun catch whatever it is. Well, why are you letting it happen? And it's worse than families. Get it solved. Whatever. Some folk. Okay.
Finally, at the end of 18, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. And I am God.
To love your neighbor as yourself. He's talking about here, in here. He's talking about the people in the body of Christ. Love your neighbor as yourself. We're not talking about next door. And let me tell you, look at me, because some of you are getting confused. You can love somebody and accept somebody, but not approve of how they live their life.
That's right.
Let me come over here.
Come on, say it again.
You can love somebody and accept somebody, but not approve of them.
That's right.
Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah, we think that because we love somebody, we got to prove, no. God loves me. He accepts me as his son. He just didn't approve of my lifestyle.
That's right.
That's why I had to be born again. Amen. Are you with me? So we got that? So when the pastor says that, don't get all caught up. That's hard. No, it ain't. Love them. Accept them. They're a child of God. I accept them. I love them. But I just don't approve of what they do and how they do. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Now that's easier to deal with, right? All right.
Now let's see what James says in chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. My brothers and sisters, do not assault each other with criticism.
And that's the first. Quit assaulting each other with criticism. There's nothing in somebody else's life that should be so important that you're taking time to worry about what they're doing. You see? If I was pastor, you ain't pastor. So don't criticize pastor.
That's right.
You don't know what pastor is going through. I'm just using me because I'm standing here, but that's whoever's in there. Quit criticizing folks, because a lot of folks, if they knew better, they'd do better.
That's right.
And a lot of people are carrying pain, but now we're getting into that mental illness that's going on, and there's anger. There's a lot of things that's going on in people's lives that's causing them to act and react the way they act and react. Don't criticize them. Let me tell you something. It's very simple. We deal with too many facts. It's not enough causes. This will never change until we deal with the causes.
That's right.
You see, and I use it all the time. All the facts that's going on out there in that street. Well, we know that, but we got to figure out what's causing it so we can eliminate that thing. Am I making sense to you? Even in your household, in your relationship, right? There are causes, but what's the fact? You see? I mean, there are facts. What's the cause? Why don't we have happy homes? Why don't we have great relationships?
Teach.
You see, if you, for you people that's in relationships, you people that's been married, this is how it should go. I don't care how it works. I'm telling you, how it works. There's gonna be some times where things ain't like they should be. Yeah, and you know that.
That's right.
And that's a fact. But you know what you need to do? You pray about it, take a walk, do what you got to do, ask God to show you the cause.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can't fix it till you deal with the cause.
That's right.
You may have a child. Stay with me. You may have a child, and the child's acting, you're doing a good job, and things are going good, but there's something wrong with that child. That child's not speaking to you. That it could be mental illness. It could be some kind of thing going on. You take that child to somebody that can help find the cause. When they tell you what the cause is, then we can work with it and help bring that person into wholeness. That's why we come to church. We should come to church. We should come to church because we know that we have some issues going in our life, and we want to walk like Christ would have us to be. We want to be God men and God women. We want to be great fathers and wives and husbands and all that thing. We want to just be great people, right? But there's a fact is that we need some work.
Amen.
Right? And so we need to find out what. What is the cause? You see, let me tell you something, since I'm teaching. It could be in a family. In a family where you got something's just not right with somebody in the family. We want to get on them. We want to pounce on them and criticize them. No. Why? My brother hasn't spoke to me since 1966. He lives in California, went to the service nest. All right, he's my half-brother, okay? Now, that's got to make sense here in a minute. All right? I'm older than him. When I was in school, very popular athlete and all this, his biological father raised the family, asked him, why aren't you more like Chet? They call me Chet, my middle name. Why aren't you this? Why aren't you do? Because I love the work, okay? We're just hyper. Just hyper. I love in the country, when you're hyper, it's not like, you know, in them days, you went to work, all right? I love the work, done sports. And because them two got in it, he quit speaking to me. Yes, he didn't even come to his mother's funeral or his father's funeral. Over that. Now, to me, so somebody said, well, that's petty. Not to everybody.
That's right.
Because you don't know how deep that burnt down into that young kid's spirit.
That's
and
right.
Down into that young people's heart. So we got to start thinking, people. Right. This is why this is so important we get this message. You see? Some people, well, so-and-so's acting a fool. All right? That's all we want to do that. Now, why are they acting the way they're
that's
acting?
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
And it ought to start in the church. Church people ought to want to deal with facts and causes. Right? Let me tell you something, since I'm on it, y'all look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about, some of you. Does God know everything?
Yes.
So why ain't you asked him about your child?
Come on.
Why ain't you asked him about some direction?
Teach.
You see, I told you all that when I dealt with cancer, it had already got there and it spread, all right? You see, God spoke to me 2 years ago, before, right? When my wife told me to go get a physical. What you telling me to get a physical? And you know what I said? I'm fit, healthy. She don't know about me. I'm what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Make a play.
Calls me. If I'd have went 2 years earlier. Things would have been, you see? So we asked him, God, please tell me. If I went to God, he'd say, God, you should have told me. He said, I did tell you.
That's right.
Your wife was my mouthpiece.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
James goes on to say, if you decide your job is to accuse and judge another believer, then you are a self-appointed critic.
Yeah, another believer. He's talking to church folks. You're a self-appointed what?
Critic and a judge of the law.
Yeah, have you ever watched TV and these guys are critics? They come on and talk about the movie, and they give it so many popcorn things.
Right.
Yeah, and every movie that they gave a low popcorn, I liked.
Right.
Yeah, so you think that I'm not going to go see a movie because somebody tells me that it only has two popcorn things? I'm going to let somebody make a choice of what, come on here, make a choice of what I'm supposed to like and not like.
Come on.
People listen to the critics.
That's right.
Have you ever noticed, and I'm going to get, how many sports fans in here? Just say amen.
Amen.
Y'all critics.
That's right.
Ain't played tackle. offensive guard, carried a ball, caught a ball, and sitting there talking about who should have done what. Yes, you understand what I'm saying? Critics, you see? Mahomes was terrible, played a terrible game, really. He was running for his life the whole time, you know? But he played a terrible game. That's critic, but we do it. But we do it seriously.
Yes, we do.
You see? Guys, come on, guys, we're going to man up because we tough. You see? How many guys that's criticized something that their wife is cooking, you can't fry an egg? Critics.
Teach. Say that again.
Come on, come on. You understand what I'm saying? We do that. We critics. And I hate critics because, you know, I'm a big news guy. How many of you would like to be firemen?
No, sir.
And they couldn't put a badge on me. Because who wants to do that?
That's right.
But we're critics of these people.
That's right.
Huh? Doctors, critics of them. We're critics of all. No, quit being a critic. The only critic I can be is when I go to the bathroom and look in that mirror.
That's right.
Criticize that person. Mm-hmm. All right? The Bible's telling us this. Yeah, none of us died and was made king.
That's right.
All right, I'm getting tired. Keep going. There you go.
See. It continues in verse 11 and says,
the critics
so,
didn't say anything. All right, go ahead.
They was quiet.
They go real quiet, all right?
It says, if so, then you are no longer a doer of the law and subject to its rule. You stand over it as a judge.
You want to stand over it as a judge? Say, Pastor, tell me why I shouldn't do that. The Bible says the way you judge somebody is the way you're going to be judged.
That's right.
That's scripture. The way you judge somebody is the way you're going to be judged. So you may not want to try that. Okay?
Where am I at? It goes on in verse 12. It says, know this. There is one who stands supreme as a judge and lawgiver.
And that would be the master. Keep going.
He alone is able to save and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you to step in and try to judge another?
Who are you to try to step in and judge somebody else? We don't know what other people are going through. We don't know what they went through. We don't know how they were raised. You see? You understand what I'm saying? And the Bible tells us we don't have a right to judge them. We're supposed to love them and help them, motivate them. And what I'm doing is trying to teach them, because there's some people in here that's hurting.
That's right.
There's some people in here that's been misused and abused. Right? That's why we come here. We come here, thank you. We come here because we want to learn and we want to grow. Yes. Well, the first thing we need to do is quit judging other people. Keep your mouth shut. Right. Watch what you say and who you say it to, and take more time of fixing this guy.
That's right.
Fixing this guy. Amen. All right?
And from the message, it asks this question. Who do you think you are to meddle in the destiny of others?
Who do you think you are to meddle in the destiny of others? Well, I think you. Stop. Don't think about me.
That's right.
You don't choose my destiny.
That's right.
Come on here. And some of you, come on now. Well, you know, if you would stop, I know what I would.
Teach.
You understand? You don't choose other people's destiny. Take a deep breath. Parents need to learn that. Yes. Parents need to learn that. Got kids trying to be something. My brother wasn't an athlete, but he was the trainer. I didn't know that until I read what he'd done when he was there. Aren't they important?
That's right.
You see? When that young football kid got hurt out in that field, died twice.
That's right.
Did the football player save his life?
No.
And trainers.
That's right.
The least paid people saved that boy's life.
That's right.
Are y'all with me? Quit trying to choose other people's destiny. Here's how you do it. You believe in the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
You get on your knees and you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you with your sons and your daughters in the direction that have him to go. See? All right.
Let's see what else the Bible says about our mouth. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10. I'm going to read 18 to 21 from the King James. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
That's what the Bible calls it. Says, lying lips, slander is a fool. Yeah, that's what it says, folks. It's not me. I didn't write it. Here we go.
In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise.
Sometimes keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Refrain the lips. It's why sometimes the best thing you can say is nothing.
Amen. Verse 20 says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth.
Say that again.
The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth.
Little worth. I want the big stuff. Okay.
Finally, in 21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom.
You don't want to die ignorant, do you? You know who will give you wisdom? Didn't the book tell us? Pray for it.
That's right.
And God will give it to us. So if you open your mouth, you want it to come, wisdom to come out. Not all that other stuff. You see?
That's right.
Okay.
And in closing, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
Now, this is one of the most important scriptures. Everybody, I want you to look at me and get this. But this is very important for church people. Church people need to get this scripture. Are y'all ready? Here we go.
Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit...
Now, wait a minute. I'm coming down. If somebody is caught in a sin... Now, most churches, when somebody's caught in a sin, they want to put them out.
That's right.
I remember years ago, we were doing communion, and there was a young lady from Liberty. She would never take communion, and she was coming to over to our church, and I'm saying, why you didn't take communion? Now, I want y'all to hear this. Well, she says, well... They told me I couldn't take communion when I was pregnant and I had a baby out of wedlock. That was 15, 20 years later. That child was 20 years old. Now, I ain't talking to the one who's pregnant. The baby was 20 years old. And it stuck in that child, that woman's spirit, because she's a woman, what they done to her. What does the Bible say when we find somebody that's fallen? Read it again, brother.
Says, you who live by the Spirit.
That's who live by the Spirit. Now, you ain't talking about just church folks. Come on, man. Don't get confused. You who live what?
By the Spirit.
All right.
Should restore that person gently.
We restore them. We're going to do how? We restore them.
Gently.
How?
Gently.
Again.
Gently.
And listen for the rest of it.
But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted.
Watch yourself, or you also may be what?
Tempted. Then we're told to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
We got to help each other. Are we a church?
Yes, sir.
We love each other?
Amen.
Then we need to get it together and not have any of that stuff going in Christ. Everyone knows God loves you. Bless you.